The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know what, Chris? You've known me for about, over a year and a half now?
It's roughly that.
Yep. There's a few things you may have picked up about me, and one of the big ones would be that I am a snacker.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I call you the snack monster sometimes, because you're out of control.
And it's fair call. Yeah. I kind of am a little bit out of control. And let's be honest, sugar's my favourite thing to snack on.
Yeah.
Not in its plain form, generally.
Yeah.
Usually in lollies or cakes or biscuits or whatever.
To paint a scene for people, I've seen situations where here in the studio, what we have on the screen in front of us is a countdown, time left in the current song that's playing, and that kind of tells us how long before we need to be back on air talking.
Yep.
We'll come up, Jules and I will go downstairs, we'll grab some snacks, we'll come up, Jules will finish her snacks, she'll look at that clock, it'll say like 30 seconds to go, and she'll go, do you reckon I got time to get more snacks? You've just finished the snacks, Jules.
Yeah.
And no, you do not have enough time. You've got 30 seconds.
You never know.
But you'd still often race down.
True that.
Sneak in a couple
and
more
look,
snacks.
I have tried to beat this snack craving a lot, but I just don't have the willpower.
Jules, you're going to love this. A nutritional mental health expert. So she deals specifically in, I guess, the mental thought process around what makes people snack and want to eat and why they eat the things they want to eat. She has revealed a secret tip. It's a formula, a way to eat and a thing to eat in order to just absolutely demolish any snack craving you might have.
Well, this will be interesting.
So if it's not lunchtime and you're having a hankering to go downstairs and eat some of Shani's chocolate, this is what she recommends.
Okay, here we go.
Eat a raisin.
Just one?
One raisin, but you have to eat it.
Like a sultana?
Yeah, you have to eat
That's
this.
That's not going to fill
that craving. No, Jules. You have to eat this raisin in a very specific manner. Are you ready for this?
Here we go.
Here's her instructions.
Hit me up.
Start by picking up a raisin and observing its grooves and wrinkles.
Okay.
Give it a sniff.
Sure.
Note your body's physical state. Is your mouth watering? Is your tummy rumbling?
Okay.
That's what you're doing with this raisin right now.
Okay, yep.
Place the raisin in your mouth and turn it around, exploring the fruit's surface with your tongue. Sounds a little bit sexual, doesn't it?
A little bit weird at the same time and creepy. Go on.
The idea is you're really, really enjoying this raisin,
Just
Jules.
One singular raisin.
Then very slowly chew the raisin, observing its soft center and complexity of flavor.
Okay.
Like it's a fine bottle of wine.
Okay, yep.
Swallow and remain perfectly still. Imagining the fruit as it travels down to your stomach, Jules.
Wow.
Finally, the last step, ask yourself, what does my body really need? Apparently the raisin exercise couples our awareness with our ability to exert control over our automatic reactions.
Can I be honest? I'd much rather a block of Cadbury.
Yeah. What about rum raisin chocolate? I mean, there's raisins in it.
Oh, good point.
That's kind of following her advice.
All right, I'll try this raisin exercise just as long as it is in block form.
Block of old Jamaica chocolate.
Yeah. The Power FM Brekkie Show.